This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks for being with us. Brooke Stockburger is here, as he is every Saturday, from the Las Cruces Bulletin, our managing editor of the Bulletin. Brooke, good to see you.
Good to see you, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Not too bad. You have a good week?
I sure did. It was a busy, busy week, but those go by quickly, and I think I'm going to just take a little vacation next week and just I'll be on the air. You'll hear me, but I'm going to be enjoying myself.
I don't blame you.
The beauty of recorded audio. We love that. Well, Brooke, to start off this week, something that we have needed for a long time. On the cover of the Bulletin, you are celebrating our monsoon season. And unlike the last couple of years where we didn't really have much of a monsoon season, we're getting a little bit of rain this time. And we're still in a drought in the Mesilla Valley, but it's nice to see a little rain.
Exactly. It's not quite a Shakespeare-esque, full of sound of fury, signifying nothing type of deal. We are seeing some rain. You know, some water is actually coming out of the sky. Not enough, though. But it's nice that to see something. And pretty much every day, you know, we go for long stretches where every afternoon you'll see some clouds boiling up over the Oregons, and we'll see some lightning, and it'll rain in certain places. So we'll take what we can get. And so we asked for reader-submitted photos, and we got a lot of beautiful photos of the rain and the weather and the clouds and stuff. So we have several on the front page. And then inside on pages 14 and 15, we have a sort of a photo page.
Yeah.
With different reader-submitted photos.
Capturing the lightning and everything.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be getting more.
But yeah, I think if I remember correctly, the monsoon season officially runs pretty much in line with the summer calendar, about the end of June to the end of September. Is that right?
Yeah.
Something
sort of
like that.
Yeah, I always think of it as the 1st of July into September type of thing.
Yeah.
But we'll see. And hopefully, if we get no more rain, I'm sure people are going to say we jinxed it by putting it on the cover. So hopefully that's not the case.
No, we need that rain for sure. All right, another story in the news section this week, which is interesting and something, a name that a lot of people will recognize. A very well-known New Mexico State University administrator retiring.
Yeah, Christina Chavez Kelly. She's been at NMSU for a quarter of a decade. And quarter of a century, not decade, excuse me, 25 years. And she's finally announced her retirement. She's an NMSU grad, and she's gone to law school, and she's clerk for Supreme Court of the state Supreme Court justice.
Wow.
And done a variety of different things. And now she is retiring after spending all these years here. And what's interesting about her is her career has taken her to different areas here. She's been involved in a lot of things, sometimes controversial things. And she's overseen the Office of Institutional Equity and trying to make sure that students of different races and the different genders and even different sexual orientation are treated fairly and have good access. And, really, really was an advocate for students. And she oversaw some of the athletics and some of the problems the athletics department had when certain things were not going their way, shall we say. And so it's very interesting. And Todd Dixon spoke with her. He's known her for a number of years. And they sat down. He has a nice big story about her, about her background and then a lot of the stuff she did. And
I look forward to reading that because I know her. She is also a supporter of NMSU Public Media. Here at KRWG, a member of our patron board. So
yeah.
We'll continue to see her on campus in that role.
She's a good egg, as the saying goes.
Absolutely. All right. Moving on to sports, one of your favorite topics. And this is pretty neat. A lady from Las Cruces is going to be going to Hawaii to compete in the Ironman Triathlon.
Yes, exactly. Another NMSU grad. Kim Carlson, she's been in Las Cruces since 1977, I think it is. Originally from Albuquerque, but came down here to go to NMSU and never left. She's served as an elementary school teacher for special needs students, and she's a massage therapist now, too, and has done that for like 22 years. About 8 years ago, she got involved in triathlons. It's interesting. She said she's always ran and enjoys running and that sort of stuff, but has never been competitive, never been on a team or anything. But she got involved actually for charity to try to raise money and has really found a love for it. So, yes, she's qualified for the Ironman World Championships, which are held every year in Hawaii, and this will take place in October. So that's a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike ride, and then a full marathon. 26.2
wow.
miles. So I don't know how those people do it.
Gee whiz. That is incredibly impressive. Well,
I hope, heart palpitations just thinking about it,
right? Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you, I'm feeling it too. So look forward to maybe reading a follow-up on that when she gets back to talk about how this went in Hawaii. And I'm glad she's going to Hawaii in the future and not during this bad weather that they've been having right now in Hawaii. Well, moving on to some more sports news, and this, again, is related to New Mexico State University. The Aggies have a new baseball coach, and I believe he is also an alum.
Yes, he is. He graduated from NMSU in the mid-90s, I think, is when he was a player here. And Brian Green is his name. He's coming here from the University of Kentucky, where he worked on our baseball program as an assistant, and they did very well while he was there. And, of course, we know that Rocky Ward, after being here since the 90s, was finally let go this year after a long tenure, and they've been looking for a coach this summer, and they've announced Coach Green. He's coming back. This is his first head coaching job. So interesting to see what he does.
Good luck to him. Hope to get to meet him soon here on campus at NMSU. Moving to the business section in this week's Las Cruces Bulletin, we've got a number of stories in the business section that we want to talk about. And one of them involves a much-beloved business that I guess I don't know that they would want to be called a business because they're certainly a nonprofit organization and a cooperative. That is Mountain View Market, and they are raising money for some big improvements, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. And this is definitely one of those stories where you can say they're putting their money where their mouth is because it has to do with food and the Mountain View Market and the co-op there. And it's on 1300 Al Paseo Road, as most people know. And they're looking to renovate. And they need $1 million to do so. So they're in the project of raising some of that money. They're getting loans for some of it. And they have some cash reserves and that sort of stuff, too. So they're looking to raise about a fourth of that in a fundraising effort. And they've got about $110,000 already. So It's a place that has really grown a lot. A lot of people go there for their fresh fruit and food and produce and that sort of stuff. And, you know, more and more people are sort of turning to health food and that sort of stuff. So the Mountain View Co-op has always been really popular. And they want to expand their kitchen, their commercial kitchen, and because you can go there and buy, like, lunches and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Little restaurant.
They want to have more refrigeration and more space for meat and dairy selections and a whole bunch of stuff. So very interesting. It's a very iconic sort of place down there a lot of people like. So
it certainly is. Good luck to them on that. Any rumors that you've been hearing, speaking of El Paseo, on the Kmart building?
I know you probably get that question all the time. I haven't heard anything in a while, no. But I haven't asked in a while either.
Yeah.
So, but no, that you know, the church was very interested. There was a church that was very interested in moving in there, and I don't know if that's still in the works potentially or not, but that's a big location that's been sitting empty for a while.
It has. So we'll have to kind of follow up on that. It's going to be interesting to see if they get a tenant in there or if like many large spaces in Las Cruces, it stays empty for a long time. You know, it's very interesting. About a year ago, we talked about this, that all of a sudden, a lot of these really big spaces
started to fill up. Some had been empty for close to a decade.
Yeah, it was really interesting. But right now, I guess that's probably the biggest piece in real estate.
It has to be right now the biggest commercial area that's sitting empty right now.
So we'll keep watch on that one. Well, meantime, new buildings continue to be built, even though we have some vacancies here and there. And one of them is in a very high-profile spot right across from the Mesilla Valley Mall. And you have some news on that.
Yeah. Along Telstra, Wing Daddy's, which is based out of El Paso, another wing sort of sports bar-esque type place that's been going up pretty fast now that they've started work on it. And people drive by and see that. And a lot of people have been asking, and they're saying October. No exact date just yet, but they're saying an October opening. So they'll still catch most of the football season and into basketball. So that's sort of becoming a wing side of town. You got Buffalo Wild Wings, Wingstop, Hooters, and now this place, all sort of not too far away from each other.
Your choice of wings, for sure. Well, folks will have their choice of beer coming up, too, next weekend. Tour de Beer is coming to the Farm and Ranch Museum, and you have a big preview in your arts and entertainment section, Life is Good in Las Cruces.
Yeah, we sure do. The cover story there, Zach Hansen wrote about it. Yeah, it's going to be at Farm and Ranch this year. In the past, they've had it at the fairgrounds, but I think it's a smart decision to sort of have it at the Farm and Ranch. That way you're close to being inside, depending on the weather, and it's things will be a little less spread out probably. But very interesting. There are going to be about 60 beers on hand, and beers from all over the country and even outside of the country, I guess. There'll be some foreign beers. And definitely a lot of New Mexico brews and things from Santa Fe and different things. So it'll be very interesting. It is, like you said, next weekend. It's a week from today it starts. It will be 7 p.m. Noon to 7 p.m. Excuse me. Noon to 7 p.m.
7 hours.
Each day.
Designated driver. Please, designated driver.
Yes, so have a DD on hand, no doubt about it.
You get to sample. Is that required of these guys? You know, if they come, they have to offer samples, I would assume?
I would assume, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you have to be able to
and
sample.
What does it cost to sample all those different
it's
beers?
It's $12 in advance, $15 at the door.
At the door, okay.
Yeah, and you can call the Helping Hands folks, who have planned a lot of events here in town. And
maybe big business for taxi services.
Yeah, exactly.
That coming
yeah,
up.
Definitely have a designated driver, but it sounds like a lot of fun. I might try to get over to that.
I bet that would be very interesting to do, yeah. All right, well, Zach Hansen, busy man this weekend. Thank goodness, poor Zach. He had to do some movie reviews that were Fs and Ds, and I forget the line. He had a wonderful line about one of these F movies. Like it was the worst thing. There was nothing redeeming about
nothing
it. It was absolutely horrible.
It.
But this week, it's a whole different story. A blockbuster film that he says this is amazing. It's actually an A+. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the highest grade he can give, an actual A+.
Man.
It's the Guardians of the Galaxy, which ruled the box office last weekend. So we'll see how it does this weekend. And he said it's just simply great. It's perfect popcorn fun is the words he used. And it's just, you know, he relates it to like Star Wars or Indiana Jones or those kind of movies where you just go, there's action, there's humor. You know, there's heroes and bad guys, and it's just supposed to be an awful lot of fun. And it looks like a very strange movie if you've seen commercials
it
or
sure
trailers.
Sure does.
For a lot like a talking raccoon, and it's in space. And
some 70s music mixed in,
exactly.
And it's a little odd. And
I'll maybe take the kids to see it. It
yeah,
sounds like something fun.
It looks like a lot of fun, and it's apparently a star-making role for an actor people will see and say, man, he looks familiar because he was a star of the NBC show Parks and Recreation, which actually I shouldn't say was because the show is going to have one more season, although I don't think it's in the fall. It's coming, I think it's going to be a mid-season replacement and it'll get one more season, I think, on the air, if I'm correct. And I can't remember his name. Chris Pratt. There
yeah.
You go. So maybe we'll all know that name after this movie or maybe after a sequel.
Yes,
I don't
right.
know.
He's
so.
A pretty fun guy, and he's
yeah.
a lot. He has a lot of following from that show, sort of a cult following type of thing. So he's breaking out into this movie. And,
yeah.
So it'd be a lot of fun, so maybe check that out.
And it looks like he uses his comedic skills in this film.
Definitely.
From the clips I've seen.
Yeah.
So, for sure.
It's a lot of fun.
All right, something to do this weekend and something to do next weekend and lots more to read in the Las Cruces Bulletin, so make sure to get your copy if you don't have it on the doorstep at the local newsstand, or go to lascrucesbulletin.com.
Yes,
right,
sir.
Brooke?
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, Brooke, thanks so much.